Let's just spend a moment in prayer, ask the Lord to cover this time.
我们起花一点时候，花点时间祷告，我们把这个时间交在主的手里。
While we hear from at least five different brothers, the Lord is trying to speak one word, and so may we prepare our hearts to really listen and receive that word.
我们要从五个不同的弟兄听取他的话语，所以求主准备我们的心，让我们可以得到他那一句话。
Lord, we just thank you again for the privilege that you have gathered us and brought us together this morning.
主啊，我们感谢你给我们这个权柄，把我们召聚在一起，成为一体，在你的面前。
We thank you for the awesome privilege to be able to come and sit at your feet.
我们感谢这个极大的权利，可以来到你的脚前坐下。
Lord, we know it is your desire and your good pleasure to speak your living word to us.
主啊，我们知道这是你的旨意跟你的美意，要向我们说话。
So we ask, Lord, that you would anoint the speaking and anoint our hearts to receive that word.
所以主啊，愿你膏说话的口，膏我们的心。
Lord, that we would have an ear to hear.
让我们有一个受教的耳。
And to hear only you.
然后我们只听到你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. My role is really to introduce the topic and then turn it over to Brother Lawrence, followed by Brother Robert, Brother James, and Brother Claire. And so we will, each brother will just turn it over to the next one as we move along.
我今天的任务就是要介绍以下的四位弟兄，先是 Lawrence 弟兄，然后是许弟兄，然后是 翁弟兄，然后是黄弟兄。
And as I said, the topic is really living for Jesus or living for our Lord. And I want to read just a few verses and a couple of quick thoughts before I turn it over.
正如我刚才所讲的，我们今天的主题是回着为耶稣，或者说回着活着是为我们的主。所以我先讲一个，做一个简短的介绍。
If you could turn to John chapter 15, verse 1, please. John 15.
请打开约翰福音第十五章第一节。
John 15, verses 1 through 6.
约翰第十五章第一节。
1 through 6.
一至六节。
If we could read them all together, please.
我们一起来读。我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了。你们要常住在我里面，我也常在你们里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不藏在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干。人撕起来扔在火里烧了。
Chapter 16 verse 33
第十六章第三十三节
through 17 verse 3
一直到第十七章第三节。
Again, let's read that all together.
我们一起念。我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。耶稣说了这话，就举目望天说：“父啊，时候到了，愿你荣耀你的儿子，使儿子也荣耀你，正如你曾赐给他权柄。”管理凡有血气的，叫他将永生赐给你所赐给他的人，认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
As I thought about the importance of living for Jesus,
当我想到活着为耶稣的重要性的时候，
the thought that kept coming to my mind was really,It's almost as if every day we have a choice whether to breathe or not to breathe.
我一直想到的这个想法就是好像我们每天在考虑要不要呼吸。
Now, it almost sounds a little ridiculous to say because that's almost it's a natural event that we breathe.
听起来很荒唐，因为我们呼不呼吸是很自然的一件事情。
But if we had that choice, if we went into such a deep sleep at night and we had to choose whether to breathe or not when we woke up, I think that the choice would be fairly obvious.
可是如果我们晚上沉睡之后，我们要做一个选择，说到底要不要呼吸？我想我们的选择是很自然的。
The topic would take on great importance all of a sudden.
这个题目会突然间很重要。
Or in reality, we would understand the importance of the topic.
可是在实际上，我们都了解这个问题的重要性。
I think we'd all use every remembering trick that we know, and we'd have stickies pasted throughout the house, and probably numerous alarms to remind us to breathe when we woke up.
我们是不是要在家里面放很多很多的条子来提醒我们要呼吸呢？
And yet, that's really the choice that we have. We go throughout every day often, and in fact, we try to do it without breathing when we're trying to walk through the day without the Lord.
很多时候这就是我们真正的选择。如果我们在活每一天过活的时候，并不要是活着为耶稣。
And I think the Lord really wants us to come into a place that it is a natural event that we're abiding in Him.
主要我们到一个地步是我们常住在他里面，是一个再自然不过的事情。
I have a neighbor that had a vine.
我有一个邻居，他以前有一棵葡萄树。
And this vine grew quite rapidly, quite well. It intertwined the fence that's between our houses and was quite healthy.
这个葡萄树长得又快又大，不但如此，它还把那个占用了我们家的栏杆。
And I watched it one year and let it do what it wanted to do, and it went to many places that you did not want it to go to.
有一年我就让它自然生长，然后这个葡萄树就到处乱长。
So this year, in the first part of the year, I decided I was going to prune it and shape it, at least the part on my side of the fence.
所以今年我就决定说，我今年要在这个葡萄树长到我这边栏杆的这一边，我要来修理干净。
Now, if you ever watched a vine, it tends to intertwine and wrap around whatever it is closest to it. And this vine had done that to both the fence and a lot of the trees and plants nearby.
如果你看过葡萄树的话，你就知道葡萄树会绕着很多东西生长。那这一棵葡萄树呢，它就绕着栏杆跟附近的树生长。
Now the vine grabs hold of these things and even puts little feeders out that it takes a pretty good hold on anything that's around it.
这个葡萄树是牢牢抓紧它附近的东西，然后它还有长一些小小的角来抓住这些东西。
But what caught my attention was as long as it's connected to the vine, you can unwrap it and you can even or parts that you cut off can even easily unwrap because they're still green. They still have a certain amount of life in them.
吸引我注意力的一点就是说，这个葡萄树如果你可以去修剪这个枝子，可是如果那个枝子是绿的，是连接于葡萄树的话。
So in the spring I was shaping this tree, and in the summer my neighbor finally decided he was going to cut it down on his side of the fence.
那春天的时候，那个我就在我这边修剪干净。那到了春天，我的邻居就说他要把那个葡萄树砍断。
And so he actually took the roots out and cut the whole plant down.
所以他就把那个根，连根，那个整个葡萄树都砍掉了。
Except I still had quite a large amount of vine wrapped around the fence and plants on my side of the fence.
可是我这边的那个葡萄树还是有很多在长在我的栏杆上。
And after a couple of months, of course, the plant started to die, but it was still wrapped around and quite abundantly existed in my yard.
可是我这边这个葡萄树几个月之后它当然是死掉了，可是它还没死之前它还是紧紧的环绕着很多东西。
So I spent some time taking a part of it down, but I have left a part of it and watched it over the past few months.
那我当然把它绝大部分都拿下来了，可是我还是留了一小部分，然后我一直在观察它。
Now whether the vine knows it or not, it's dead, but it is really still wrapped around and it's almost become one with the fence and with some of the plants around it.
这个葡萄树可能自己不知道，可是它虽然是死了，可是它还是紧紧的围绕着这个栏杆。
And it's actually harder to remove. You have to cut it away piece by piece. It can no longer unwrap.
你不能就是随便这样子把它拿出来，你要很一点一点的慢慢把它剪掉。
Now it's totally useless, but it continues to exist.
它是完全没有用，可是还是继续还是在存在。
And I think that's really the choice that we have and we have to make, and that is, it's not so much important what we necessarily do in a day.
这也是我们的选择，并不是说我们今天到底做什么事是那么重要的一件事情。
But I think it's very important whether we're in communion with the Father.
可是最重要的是我们跟父神有连结。
Is each day making a deposit, and are we seeing it from his perspective, which is an eternal life perspective?
我们是不是每天从他的角度来看，就是永恒的角度来看每一天？
So I think this is a very important and vital topic, obviously, to our entire existence.
所以我觉得这是一个这个主题是对我们一个很重要的一个题目。
And with that, I'd like to have Brother Lawrence come up and expound a little more on it.
好，我们先请Lawrence 弟兄来讲。
I feel very tense because Brother Philip gave me 15 minutes.
我很紧张，因为那个钟弟兄只给我十五分钟。
Nevertheless, let's get down to business.
那我们就开始吧。
Okay, six or seven days ago, we heard of the news of the big tidal wave in Southeast Asia.
几天以前我们听到这个海啸的事情。
Which caused about more than 150,000 people dead. And render 50 million people homeless.
有15万人丧失生命，有上百万的人失去家园。
On the one hand, I feel sad, but on the other hand, I feel we are so blessed that the Lord gave us one life to live.
一方面来讲，我觉得很失望，可是另外一方面，我也觉得十分之受高兴，因为我是有这么样的一个福分。
The Lord gave us one life to live that we might be His testimony here on earth.
主给我们一个生命来活，让我们成为在世界上成为他的见证。
And we are double blessed that we can come together not only individually but corporately to be His corporate testimony here on earth.
不但如此，我们还有双重的福分，因为我们可以个人，而且以团体来到他的面前来侍奉他。
For this cause, we need to be grateful, and we want to have this goal in our mind this new year that we want to live for Jesus.
为此，我们要长存感恩的心，然后有这个目的是今年我们要为主而活。
Oh, we need to live for Jesus.
我们要为耶稣而活。
But how do we live for Jesus?
可是我们怎么样为耶稣而活呢？
We need to live by faith.
我们要靠着信心而活。
This is the basic foundation of who we are today.
这是我们为人的根基。
Galatians 2:20 says.
加拉太书二章二十节说。
I'll just read it because of the time. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live by the flesh, I live by the faith.Of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。他是爱我，为我舍己。
Let's give importance to the last portion. Say, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith.Of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me.
特别注意后半段，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。他是爱我，为我舍己。
In another verse in Hebrews 11:32-36.
另外一节是在希伯来书十一章32-36.
It says here, and what shall I say more? For the time would fail me to tell you of Gideon, of Barak, of Samson, of Jephthah, of David, and Samuel, and of the prophets.Who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions.
我又何必再说呢？若要一一细说基甸、巴拉、参孙、耶弗他、大卫、撒母耳和众先知的事，时候就不够了。他们因着信制服了敌国，行了公义，得了应许，堵了狮子的口。
Quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of the weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight.Turned to flight the armies of the aliens, women received their dead raised to life again. Give importance to the last part. And others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection.
灭了烈火的灭猛士脱了刀剑的封印。软弱变为刚强，征战显出勇敢，打退外邦的全军。有富人得自己的死人复活，又有人特别注意这一部分，忍受严刑，不肯举且得释放，唯要得着更美的复活。
There are three things in which we need to live by faith.
我们有三件事情让我们可以因着信而存活。
Firstly, we need to know and we need to recognize.The superiority of God.
第一，我们要认识神超自然的能力。
We should believe in the supernatural power of God.
我们要认识神超自然的能力。
A lot of times when something happened to us, we felt like God surely will deliver us, but I need to give God a little help.
很多时候有些事情临到我们身上，我们就说神一定会拯救我们，可是我们需要给神一点帮助。
This is what happened to Abraham.
这就临到亚伯拉罕的身上。
The Lord promised Abraham, "I will give you a son. You will be the father of many nations."
主应许亚伯拉罕说，我会给你一个后嗣，你会成为万国之父。
Oh, your seed shall be like the sand of the sea, the stars in the sky.
你的后裔会像海边的沙，星上的天上的星那么多。
Abraham believed what God said.
亚伯拉罕是相信了主说的话。
Yet in part of his heart, he felt like I'm too old for God to fulfill this purpose. So let's make something else.
可是心里面他是说我太老了，让我再做一些别的事情。
God is willing, but maybe it's too late.
神是愿意的，可能是太晚了。
So he called Sarah, let's call Hagar, your handmaid, and let's have a seed out of her.
所以他就那个亚伯拉罕就说对莎拉说，把你的侍女夏甲过来，我们想点办法。
In man's point of view, it's a good idea, but in God's point of view, it's a big mistake.
从人的角度看来，这是一个好的主意，可是从神的看法，这是一个很大的一个错误。
Because of that one mistake, that problem existed until this day.
因为那一个错误，那个错误，一直到如今还是存在。
No one, even George Bush, cannot solve this problem.
没有一个人，甚至于布许总统也不能解决这个问题。
Well, this is a fact.
这是一个事实。
In our spiritual life, when we meet some problems, we try to use our human effort, exert our human effort.To what? To help God fulfill His purpose.
这是我们常常在生活上遇到一些难题，我们就要用自己的办法来解决神属灵的问题。
We feel like God's way is good, but mine is better.
我们觉得神的方法是好的，可是我的方法更好。
So instead of giving God a solution, we give God a big problem.
所以我们并没有给神带来什么解决的办法，可是我们给了神更大的难题。
Today we need to surrender fully to the supernatural power of God.
我们今天应该跪拜在神这个超自然的能力底下。
No matter what happened, God is God.
不论怎么样，神是神。
What he promised, he surely will deliver.
他应许的，他必定成就。
We should have the attitude of Moses.
我们应该有摩西的态度。
When he was put in a situation which is a dead end.
他到一个是尽头的地步。
When it is what we call a hopeless case.
到了一个是没有希望的地步。
He was leading more than 2 million people out of Egypt.
他带领200万人离开埃及。
In front of them is the Red Sea.
在前面是红海。
Behind them is Pharaoh's army.
后面是法老王的军队。
And the people are saying, "Are there no graves in Egypt that we should die in the wilderness?"
他们就说，难道在埃及没有坟地，要我们在野地死吗？
But Moses just believed in the supernatural power of God.
可是摩西相信神超自然的能力。
Just stand still and see the salvation of God.
他站立，然后他说，我要看到神的救恩。
And we know what happened.
我们也知道发生什么事情。
The Red Sea opened up and they walked through the Red Sea.
红海分开了，所以他们就走过红海。
And the Lord destroyed the enemy.
然后主就把他们的敌人杀灭。
Today, the only problem we have, are we willing to surrender fully to the supernatural power of God?
今天我们的问题是，我们能不能完全服在神超自然的能力底下？
This is to live by faith.
这就是要本着信心而活。
Secondly,
第二，
we need to bow down to the sovereign authority of God.
我们要拜倒在神的蛮有主权的权柄底下。
When we read Hebrews chapter 11 verse 32 to 35a,
当我们从念希伯来书三十二节到三十五节的前半段，
these are favorite.
这是大家都喜爱的章节。
We can see numerous things happen and how the Lord, saved His children, saved His servants out of the mouth of lions, so on and so forth.
我们可以看到很多事情发生，有神行了很多很多奇迹，救他的子女，救他的选民离开狮子的口，比如说。
We all love that.
我们都喜欢这些事情。
When we meet some problems, when we pray, the Lord answer our prayer, we say, "Praise the Lord, Hallelujah."
当我们遇到一些问题，我们祷告，神解决我们的问题，我们就说 Hallelujah, 赞美主。
But the thing is, in verse 35b, it says.
可是在三十五节的后半段，他说
，And others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection.
又有人忍受严刑，不肯举且得释放，为要得着更美的复活。
In other words, sometimes the Lord, does not answer our prayer.
换句话来说，有的时候主并不允许我们的祷告。
Sometimes we pray, the Lord say no.
有的时候我们祷告，主说不。
Sometimes the Lord say wait.
有的时候主说再稍等一下。
And our reaction is.The Lord doesn't love me anymore.
那我们的反应就是说，主不再爱我们了。
But we can see the case of James and Peter.
我们可以看到雅各跟彼得的例子。
King Herod killed James.
希律王把雅各杀了。
And he put Peter into prison.
然后他把彼得放到监狱里面。
Expecting to kill him the next day.
要打算第二天来杀他。
But afterward, we see in the middle of the night, the Lord saved Peter.
可是我们知道，第二天当天晚上半夜的时候，主就解放了彼得。
这个例子是在我们前面 two servants of the Lord
两个不同的, 仆人,
one is saved, one is not
一个被救,
is it because James is not good and Peter is better?
是不是因为说雅各比较好, 然后那个彼得,
is it because the Lord loved Peter more than he loved James? No.
还是主爱彼得比他爱雅各更多呢? 不是的。
We can only say the Lord loved them both.
我们可以说主爱他们两个。
But he is God.
可是他是神。
We don't know what is the will of the Lord is.
我们不知道主的旨意如何。
But we need to bow down to the authority of God.
可是我们要拜倒在他的, 权柄底下。
A lot of times we question God's authority.
很多时候我们怀疑主的权柄。
Let me tell you an incident in Galveston.
让我告诉你在Galveston的一个故事。
There are two sisters.
有两个姊妹,
they love the Lord very much.
他们都很爱主,
they serve the Lord.
他们也侍奉主,
both of them, you know, almost at the same time, they had breast cancer.
差不多的同时候, 这两个姊妹都得到, 乳癌,
and the church prayed fervently for these two sisters.
教会围着这两个姊妹迫切祷告,
one of them the Lord healed.
有一个主, 医治了,
one the Lord take her home.
另外一个主把她接回家了。
Now tell me, is the Lord biased?
你告诉我, 主是, 有成见吗?
No, the Lord love us, love them both.
不是的, 主, 他都爱两个人。
But what is the reason? I don't know.
可是是什么原因呢? 我也不知道。
We can only say he is God.
我们只能说他是神。
We need to have this kind of attitude like Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego.
我们需要有这个, 撒德拉比赛, 亚伯尼哥的态度。
You know, we love the portion where the Lord saved him out of the fire.
我们喜欢那个, 主把他们从, 烈火的窑里面救出来的那一部分。
But you know, when King Nebuchadnezzar talk to these three friends of Daniel.
可是当尼布甲尼撒跟这三个, 但尼的朋友讲话的时候,
at the sound of the trumpet, just bow down to the golden image which I made, then everything will be okay.
当我的号角吹的时候, 你们就向这个金像下拜, 你们就会没事了。
You know what Shadrach and Meshach Abednego said?
你知道撒德拉米撒亚伯尼哥怎么说呢?
O king, the Lord whom eyes we serve surely will deliver us.
王啊, 我们, 敬拜的主,
but listen to the latter part. It was very interesting. But if not,
可是, 这一部分很有趣, 你们听,
but if not,
几乎不然,
but if not, be it known, O king, we will not serve the God whom you have set up.
几乎不然, 主啊, 我们也不会向你, 你设的金像下拜。
In other words, the three friends of Dinah had his heart, their heart is prepared.
换句话来说, 带了你的三个朋友, 他们的心是向着神的,
but the Lord surely will deliver them.
他们知道, 主会拯救他们,
but if not,
可是几乎不然,
they will continue on to serve the Lord their God.
他们还是会侍奉主他们的神。
Today, brothers and sisters, sometimes we encounter some difficulty or problems.
弟兄姊妹, 有的时候我们遇见一些难题,
we prayed the Lord did not deliver us.
我们祷告完, 主没有拯救我们。
What should we do?
那我们怎么做呢?
In order to walk by faith, we need to bow down to the authority of God.
如果我们是本着信而活的话, 我们需要拜倒在他的权柄底下。
We need to say Jesus is Lord.
我们需要说耶稣是主。
Not only in our mouth, but also in our heart.
不只是用嘴说, 是用我们的心说。
This is bringing faith into another level.
这是我们把我们的信心提升到另一个层次。
Lastly,
最后,
we need to believe in the promises of God.
我们要相信神的应许。
2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20 says,
哥林多后书12章说,
一章十二, for the promises of God are yea and amen.
在主里面一切的应许都是是的,
whatever he said is amen.
他说的什么都是阿们。
You know, I went to a restaurant one day.
有一天我去, 餐馆吃饭,
I ordered a fish.
我叫了鱼,
I like to eat grouper, you know.
我喜欢吃石斑鱼。
Then the waiter said, sorry, we ran out of supply.
可是那个, 那个侍应说, 我们没有这个鱼了。
It's there in the menu.
这个是在那个餐台上的,
but they cannot deliver.
可是他们不能, 给我这个鱼。
Let me give you a testimony. It's almost time.
我再给一个, 再给你一个,
you know, last year, my boss said, you did an exemplary job. You will have an increase in pay.
去年我的老板说, 你做得十分十分好, 我会给你一个, 我会加薪。
You will have 75 cents increase.
你每一个小时会加, 7毛5分钱。
Amen, okay. Amen.
我说 Amen.
Everything give thanks, right?
因为凡事要谢恩。
Then the next day he said, Lawrence, I want to talk to you.
然后第二天他说, Lawrence, 我要跟你讲话。
He brought me to the storage room and closed the door. I said, what happened?
他把我带到他的办公室里面, 然后把门关起来, 我说怎么搞的?
I said, I'm willing really to give you 75 cents.
我真的很想给你7毛5分钱的加薪。
But we ran out of source.
可是我们缺钱了。
I'll give you 70 cents. How about that?
那我就给你七毛钱好了。
The heart of people nowadays are willing to give, right? They promise to give.
这个世代人想给我们东西，他们也允许我们给东西。
Because they don't have the resource.
可是他们因为没有资源，所以他们不能给我们。
But our God is different.
可是我们的神是不同的。
What He promised, He delivers.
他应许的，他一定成就。
You know, the Word of God is a book many of all the promises of God.
主的话就是所有他的应许的总和。
We just need to ask.
我们只需要问
ask and it shall be given unto you.
问你就会得到
Brothers and sisters, today we just need to ask.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天只需要问
By faith we believe in the supernatural power of God.
我们本着信相信神超自然的能力
We bow down to the superiority and what we call sovereign authority of God.
我们拜倒在神蛮有主权的权柄底下
And we believe in the word of God.
我们相信主的话
Amen.
阿们
我们请打开马太福音第四章。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 4.
我们念第四章的第四节。
We read verse 4 out of chapter 4.
耶稣回答说：经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
我们感谢主，我们人活着不是单靠食物。
We thank the Lord, man does not live on bread alone.
不是单靠石斑鱼。
We do not live on grouper alone.
我们知道呢，这一节圣经呢，是耶稣呢在受洗之后。所发生的一件事情。
We know that this passage took place after he was baptized.
他被受洗之后呢，耶稣就被圣灵引到旷野，受魔鬼的试探。
After he was baptized, he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil.
然后禁食四十昼夜，后来就饿了。
And then he fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and he then became hungry.
那试探的人就来跟他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这石头变食物。”
And the tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread."
然后耶稣回答说：“人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。”
But Jesus answered and said, "It is written, 'Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.'"
这句话是耶稣在受洗之后所讲的第一句话。
This is these words uttered by Jesus immediately after he was baptized.
他告诉我们，他的第一句话是说：“经上记着说。”
His first words are, "It is written."
所以我们知道主耶稣他对圣经他很熟。
So we know that Jesus was very familiar with the Bible.
所以他在抵挡魔鬼撒旦的试探的时候，他可以用圣经的话来回答。
So as he was opposing the temptation of the tempter, the devil, he could use the words of the Bible to answer.
然后他说：“人活着。”
Man shall not
人活着
man shall
man live 人活着人活着不是人活着
for man to live
我们人活着呢不是只靠食物
man shall not live on bread alone
他知道的我们每天都要吃
he knows that we all need to eat every day
我们一天吃三餐
we eat three meals a day
不管肚子饿了没有时间到了就要吃
whether we're hungry or not when it's time we eat
所以说，主知道说，食物对我们来说非常重要。
So the Lord knows that food is very important to us.
我们只要在世上的一天，我们就要吃。
A day we're on the earth, we have to eat.
当 baby 出生的第一天就哭了。
The first day when a baby was born, he cried.
他肚子饿了。
Because he's hungry.
所以主用这个例子来教导我们。
So the Lord used this example to teach us.
告诉我们一件很重要的事。
He taught us a very important thing.
我们以为人活着就是。为了就是靠食物来活着。
We think that we live on bread.
可是他告诉我们，不是单靠食物。
But he tells us, man should not live on bread alone.
保罗弟兄他说，食物是为了肚腹是为了食物。
Our brother Paul said that the food is for the stomach and the stomach is for food.
但神要叫这两样都毁坏。
But God would allow both things to perish.
所以我们知道这些食物跟我们的肚腹都是要毁坏的。
So we know that both our stomach and our food will perish.
所以像以扫，他为了一点点食物，把他自己的长子的灵魂也卖掉了。
So Esau sold his birthright for a little food.
所以我们有时候是不是也为了一点食物，把我们所当持守的给卖掉了
？So maybe sometimes we also, for the sake of food, sell what we need to keep.
在约翰福音里面他告诉我们食物有两种。
In John it tells us that there are two kinds of food.
有一个是必坏的食物。
One is the food which perishes.
一个是永生的食物。
Another food is the food that endures to eternal life.
他告诉我们不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力。
Do not work for food which perishes, but for the food which endures to eternal life.
那我们知道什么是必坏的食物了。
So we know what is the kind of food that perishes.
那必坏的食物就是为了我们肚腹的。
The food that perishes is for our stomach.
那永生的食物是什么呢？
So, but what is this food that endures to eternal life?
在约翰福音，主耶稣说，我就是生命的粮。
In John, the Lord said, I am the bread of life.
叫人吃了就不死。
If you eat of it, you shall not die.
人若吃这粮，就必永远活着。
If you eat of it, you will live forever.
所以我们人活着呢，不是单靠这会朽坏的食物，乃是要靠那不朽坏的食物。
So for us to live, it is not to just rely on bread alone, but to rely on food which endures to eternal life.
我想主耶稣他自己给我们一个很好的例子。
The Lord Himself has given us a very good example.
他告诉我们他的食物是什么呢？
He told us what His food was.
在约翰福音第四章，他告诉我们说：“我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。”
In John 4, he said that my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work.
那我们的食物是什么呢？
So what is our food?
主的食物呢，是走这条十字架的道路。
The Lord's food is to walk the path of the cross.
他来到这个世界，他就是要来上十字架。
He came to this earth for the purpose of going to the cross.
这是他遵行差他来者的旨意。
This is the way he did the will of him who sent him.
这是主耶稣的食物。
This was the food of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他在这世上的日子就靠着来成就神的应许，神的旨意，就这样子来走他这一生十字架的道路。
When he was on earth, he lived according to the will and the purpose of him who sent him.And he took the path of the cross.
所以我们再次感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
他自己给我们做了一个例子。
He has given us a very good example.
叫我们怎么样来活。
So that we know how to live.
就像刚才弟兄讲的，我们要因信而活。
Just like what our brother said, we have to live by faith.
我们要认识我们的神。
We have to know our Lord.
我们要降服在神的主权底下。
We have to bow down under His sovereignty.
我们要相信神的应许。
We have to believe His promises.
神应许我们。
God promised us.
信我者有永生。
He who believes me has eternal life.
那我们怎么样来吃这个食物呢？
So how do we eat this food?
这在马太福音第四章第四节讲说，乃是靠口里所出的一切话。
Matthew 4:4 says, we live on every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
因为神的话就是应许。
Because God's word is a promise.
神的话就是力量。
His word is strength.
他主耶稣自己，他用神的话来抵挡撒旦。
The Lord Jesus here opposed Satan with the word of God.
那我们在这世上，我们就要靠神的话，我们也要来得胜。
So on this earth, we have to use the word of God to overcome.
我们现在打开，我们来看以赛亚书。
Let's turn to Isaiah.
以赛亚书三十章。
Isaiah 30.
Isaiah 30, 20.
Isaiah 30, 20.
Isaiah 30, 20. 在这里说到，主虽然以艰难给你当饼，以困苦给你当水，你的教师却不再隐藏，你眼必看见你的教师。
Isaiah 30:20 says, Although the Lord has given you bread of privation and water of oppression, He, your teacher, will no longer hide Himself, but your eyes will behold your teacher.
你或向左，或向右，你必听见后面有声音说，这是正路，要行在其中。
And your ears will hear a word behind you. This is the way, walk in it, whenever you turn to the right or to the left.
这一节圣经呢，这两节圣经呢，我做一个见证。
I would like to make a testimony for these two verses.
当2003年我那时候没工作的时候
When I did not have a job in year 2003,
那时候我就读到这两节圣经。
I read those two verses.
虽然我不太明白这两节圣经的意思，在那个时候还不是很明白。
Even though I did not quite understand the meaning of those two verses.
可是我就看到说，他说主虽然以艰难给你当饼，以困苦给你当水。
But here it said that the Lord has given you bread of privation and water of oppression.
这好像说主好像就是把这些困难 把这些艰难跟困苦给我们呢，好像有一个目的。
It is as if the Lord has given us privation and oppression for a purpose.
今天好像看到说，哎，这里有饼，有水。
Here they have bread and there's water.
这个饼，这个水呢，是来维持我们生命的。
The bread and water can sustain our lives.
可是不是吃的。
But it's not for food.
是艰难，是困苦。
It is a privation and oppression.
好像我们里面，我们这个肉身呢，需要食物来活着。
It is as if our flesh needs food to sustain itself.
可是我们里面的那个灵呢，是需要神的话语，需要环境。
However, the spirit within us needs the word of God and circumstances.
那主呢，就靠着这些艰难呢，这些困苦呢，让我们来认识他。
Through privation and oppression, the Lord allows us to know Him.
那我们来长大。
So that we can grow up.
因为我们要靠着艰难困苦，我们才吃饼喝水。
Because through privation and oppression, then we can eat the bread and drink the water.
如果我们还是婴孩的话，我们就只能喝奶。
If we're still babes, we can only drink milk.
那婴孩的话就没有办法承受这些艰难、这些困苦。
And babes cannot withstand the privation and oppression.
神呢，要我们来长大，他就要我们来承受这些，借着这些艰难呢、困苦呢，我们来认识他。
However, God wants us to grow up. So through the oppression and the privation, He wanted us to know Him.
所以当我们经过这些艰难、这些困苦的时候呢，我们实在是要感谢赞美主。
So as we go through privation and oppression, we have to thank and praise Him.
因为神呢，他有一个至终的目标。
Because He has a supreme goal.
当我们这样经历的时候呢，他说：“你的教师呢，就不再向你隐藏了。”
Because as we experience it like this, He said that your teacher will no longer hide himself.
你的眼呢就必看见你的教师。
But your eyes will behold your teacher.
这是你就认识神了。
In this way, you are knowing God.
我们要常常借着我们的环境，神的目的呢，就是要我们来认识他。
Through circumstances, God's purpose is for us to know Him.
我们只有认识我们的主呢，我们才能降服在神的大能的手下。
It is only because we know Him, then we can bow down under His mighty hands.
我们才能够谦卑下来。
And then we can humble ourselves.
因为主所喜爱的是谦卑的人。
Because God loves the humble people.
因为主的救恩是临到谦卑的人的身上。
Because God's salvation descends upon the humble people.
所以我们再次感谢主。
So we truly thank God.
当我们认识主之后呢？
After we know the Lord.
他说：“你或向左，或向右，你必听见有声音说，这是正路，要行在其中。”
And your ears will hear a word behind you. This is the way, walk in it. Whenever you turn to the right or to the left.
所以我们要靠主的话语来走这一条道路。
So we have to rely on the word of God to walk, to take this walk.
我们也主也常常靠着环境呢，来改变我们。
And through circumstances, the Lord always changes us.
你主呢，让我们环界的环境呢，让我们来更加的认识他。
Through circumstances, the Lord enables us to know Him more.
我们能够为主而活呢，才能够对这个，才能够有盼望、有喜乐。
If we live for the Lord, then we can have hope and joy.
所以我们感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
他把这个不死的粮、永生的粮赐给我们。
So He has given us His food which endures to eternal life, the food that does not perish.
当我们因信称义的那一天。
So on the day when we are saved by grace,
主耶稣就把这生命的粮赐给我们。
The Lord has given us this bread.
所以这是感谢赞美主。
So we thank and praise the Lord.
那我们活在这世界不是单靠食物。
So that as we live on this earth, we do not live on bread alone.
我们要靠神口里所出的一切话。
But on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
因为他的话是有力量。
Because His word is powerful.
他的话是。是有权柄的。
And His word has filled with authority.
他的话可以改变我们。
His word can change us.
让我们更新。
So that we can be transformed.
让我们在神里面能够做一个蒙他喜悦的儿女。
So that we can be a child who is pleasing to Him.
所以我们这是感谢主。
So we thank our Lord.
那我们怎么样来做到这些呢？
So how do we accomplish all this?
我们要求主进到我们里面。
We have to ask the Lord to come into us.
求主他的圣灵常常在我们里面来带领我们。
We have to entreat with the Lord to have the Holy Spirit lead us.
所以在为我们在我们新的一年，让我们活着不是单靠食物。
May we not live on bread alone in this new year.
那我们要靠神口里所出的一切话。
But on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
所以我们希望弟兄姐妹能够多参加礼拜五的查经。
So we hope that brothers and sisters will come to the Friday night Bible study more often.
请弟兄姐妹等会儿不用再鼓掌了。
I ask all the brothers and sisters to hold their applause.
我们心里如果感动，我们就当将感谢赞美献给神。
If your heart is moved, then you should give thanks and praises to God.
我在这里呢，我接着前面弟兄们所做的分享。
I was hearing all the sharings of the previous brothers.
我做一个见证。
I want to make a testimony.
就他们所说的都是真的。
What they said at all is all true.
我们看一处圣经，在约翰一书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 2.
我们一起翻到约翰一书第二章。
1 John chapter 2.
我们读27、28两节。
Let's read 27 and 28.
翻到一起来读。
Let's read it together.
你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按着恩膏的教训住在主里面。小子们啊，你们要住在主里面，这样他若显现，我们就可以坦然无惧。当他来的时候，在他面前也不至于惭愧。曾经有年长的弟兄告诉我们。
Previously, an elderly brother told us.
我们如果把神的福音简单的来说。
To summarize the gospel of God in simplicity.
就像是一个铜板的有两面。
It's two sides of a coin.
一方面是神因着我们的信心把基督放在我们里面。
First, because of our faith, God has given Christ in our heart.
另一方面就是将我们放在基督的里面。
On the other hand, he put us in Christ.
正如圣灵借着使徒保罗所说的，你们得在基督耶稣里，是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
Just like the Apostle Paul has said, for you have been in Christ Jesus, and it is his doing, not of your own, and he has become your sanctification and righteousness and redemption.
所以在刚刚所读的约翰一书第二章那里告诉我们一件事情。
So, First John 2 teaches us one thing.
因着我们主耶稣，他为我们受死、埋葬、复活、升天。
Because the Lord Jesus has been died for us and was buried and was risen and was resurrected.
神就将这恩膏赐在一切所信他的人。
So God has given the anointing to all who believe in him.
这恩膏就是圣灵。
This anointing is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在我们心里，他要成就一件事情。
There's one thing the Holy Spirit wants to accomplish in our heart.
他要教导我们。
It is teaching us.
住在主里面。
To abide in the Lord.
所以我们知道，圣灵恩膏的教训，它的基础就是神的话语。
So we know that the anointing of the Holy Spirit is the teaching of the Holy Spirit is based on the Word of God.
感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise the Lord.
我们所信的神是又真又活的神。
We believe in the living God.
并且他也是说话的神。
And he is a God who speaks.
而圣灵在我们里面教训我们的范围乃是每一件事情。
And the scope of the teaching of the Holy Spirit is everything.
因此这恩膏要在凡事上教训我们，教导我们如何住在主里面。
So his anointing teaches us about all things so that we know how to abide in Christ.
我们就看到当圣灵教训在我们身上产生一个结果，就是基督在我们里面就活出来了。
So we know that the result of the teaching of this anointing is that Christ abides in us and it's a reality.
就如我们弟兄刚刚所分享的，当我们住在基督里，就像枝子接在树上面，就能够结出果子，荣耀神。
Just like our brother has said, if we abide in the Lord, then it's just like the branches are in the vine and it can glorify God.
刚刚我们 Lawrence 的弟兄跟我们见证说我们的神是supernatural God.
Earlier, our brother Lawrence testified that our God is a supernatural God.
他能够带领以色列百姓出红海。
He could lead all the Israelites out of across the Red Sea.
那今天我们是不是还相信我们所信的神还是那一位有 supernatural 的神吗？
Today, do we still believe in this God with a supernatural power?
是的。
Yes.
我们弟兄也告诉我们，我们的神是说话的神。
Our brother also told us that our God is a speaking God.
圣灵虽然以艰难给我们当饼
，even though we have the bread of privation，
以困苦给我们当水
，and the water of oppression。
但是感谢赞美主，他必叫我们能够看见那教导我们的保惠师。
However, thank and praise the Lord, our eyes shall see the teacher.
他必向我们说话。
He will speak to us.
叫我们听见，这是正路，要行在其间。
And he will enable us to hear that this is the way, walk in it.
我愿意借着神在我身上的作为来分享。我们的神是一位大能的神，同时他是说话的神。
I want to share with you what God has accomplished in my life to testify that He is a powerful God and He is a speaking God.
为了帮助弟兄姐妹能够认识到我们神能够在我们身上，在信他的人身上所成就的事。
And I also hope that we will believe in what God can accomplish in our lives.
我必须要稍微很快的讲一下从前的我。
I have to share with you the previous me.
很多人不知道从前我这个人是怎么样。
A lot of people do not know what I was like previously.
我是一个没有信心的人。
I'm someone who does not have faith.
是一个很软弱的人。
I was a very weak person.
碰到难处我就会逃避的人。
When I ran into problems, I would run away.
因此呢，在信主的前面几年呢，我常常换工作。
Therefore, in the first couple of years when I believed in the Lord, I kept changing my job.
我想很多人都不知道。
I think a lot of people did not know.
因为那并不荣耀神。
Because it was not glorifying to God.
真的感谢主，在主后2000年那段时间。
However, thank the Lord in the year 2000, around year 2000.
因着主的恩典临到了我。
Because the grace of God has is upon me.
我在主面前开始学习。如何过一个奉献的生活。
Before the Lord, I started to learn how to lead a consecrated life.
就是真是愿意将自己全人来献给神。
That I was willing to consecrate my whole being
to Him. 为那爱我们，为我们复活的主而活。
So that I could live for the resurrected Lord.
在2000年后半年，神就把一个渴慕他话语的一个心就放在我里面。
In the second half of year 2000, God has put in me a desire to love and learn His word.
我就想尽各样的办法，想要能够来多读神的话语。
So I tried all kinds of means to read more of the Word of God.
借着读他的话语来认识他。
Through His Word, I want to know Him more.
对我来讲是非常难的一件事。
However, it was a very difficult thing for me.
因为当时我应该是有四个孩子。
Because at the time, I should have four kids.
老五还没生。
Number five has not shown up yet.
又工作。
I also had a job.
时间实在是非常难安排。
So it was really hard for me to manage my time.
就在2001年我就开始在主面前寻求神的旨意。
So in year 2001, I started to seek His will before Him.
当时我的想法，如果要有多时间读神的话语，那我就把工作辞掉，我就可以有很多时间读神的话语。
My thought at the time was to quit my job, then I would have more time to study the Word of God.
但是感谢主，神奇妙的带领。
However, thank the Lord through His wondrous leading.
神在2001年7月。就为我开条路，安排我到Enron 去上班。
In July 2001, he opened a way for me to work at Enron.
当时这条路跟我所想，或者所有弟兄姐妹所想的是完全相反。
This was totally opposite from what I and all the brothers and sisters were thinking.
Julia 姐妹她在 Enron 上过班。
Julia has also worked at Enron.
她知道 Enron 那时候是很忙的。
Yeah, she also knew that people were very busy at Enron.
常常要出差，要加班。
And you had to go on trips and you had to work overtime.
当时虽然我不明白神的旨意，但我愿意顺服。
However, even though I did not understand the will of God, I was willing to submit.
直到今日我还在 Enron 上班。
Up till today, I'm still working for Enron.
而且我没有加过一天班。
And I still did not work one day overtime.
细节今天就没有时间说了。
I don't have the time to go into details.
感谢主，我进入公司没多久呢，在公司十二月的时候呢，公司就宣布破产了。
And thank the Lord, after I joined the company shortly in December, the company went bankrupt.
我当时更不明白。
I did not understand at the time.
但是感谢主，在主面前寻求之后。
However, I thank the Lord that after I sought before Him, inquired before Him,
我们的神是说话的神。
Our God is the God who spoke.
主的话临到我。
The word of God came to me.
主说你们要休息，要知道我是神。
God said, you have to cease striving and know that I'm God.
当时那句话虽然我们都很熟悉。
Even though that is a familiar word.
但是我不明白。
I did not understand.
然而我却愿意顺服。
However, I was willing to submit.
环境虽然是艰难的。
Circumstances were difficult.
因为公司后来新的那个总裁他开会就说我们公司是不可能再重建的。
The new CEO said that it was impossible for us to rebuild the company again.
终究是要关门的。
Ultimately, it's going to close down.
有很多弟兄姐妹也关心我。
Many brothers and sisters cared for me.
告诉我说家里还有四个孩子要养，应该要找个工作吧。
They said that you still have four more kids to raise. You should find another job.
所以就我来讲，当时的环境呢，实在是 实在是看不见前面的道路。
To me at the time, I could not see the way ahead.
但是感谢主，在2002年初。
However, thank the Lord, in the early part of 2002,
公司老板开会，就告诉我们。
The bosses told us.
公司破产了。
The company was bankrupt.
现在也没有事情做。
We have nothing to do.
你每天来公司上班。
You come to the company to work.
把该做的事做完以后呢，剩下时间你自己可以安排。
If after you finish your after you finish your work, then you can manage your own time and do whatever you want.
可以看任何的书籍。
You can read any books you want.
从那时候开始，我每天能够有五六个钟头时间来读神的话语。
From that point onward, every day I have about 5 to 6 hours to study the Word of God.
直到今日。
Until today.
所以我说我们的神是又真又活的神。
So I said our God is a true and living God.
在这段时间里面，我真的经历到我们的神他真是爱我们。
In this period, I truly experienced that our God truly loved us.
他愿意将他自己向我们启示。
He is willing to reveal himself to us.
愿意叫我们认识他。
So that we can know him.
很多时候我们之所以不认识神，乃是因为我们不能安静。
Many times we do not know him because we cannot cease striving.
我们不愿意相信他所说的话在基督里都是是的。
We are not willing to experience the fact that all things that are said in him is yes.
在2003年借着神迹的弟兄让我有机会能够接触到一个弟兄们他们所安排的一个服事。
In year 2000, through Brother Chen, I got involved with this service with a group of brothers.
就是基督学房。
Which is Academy of Christ.
他就是愿意借着前面弟兄们来帮助年轻弟兄姐妹们能够来认识神的话语。
So through the help of the elderly brothers, it could help younger brothers to know the Word of God.
所以从那时候开始我就开始上这个课。
So from that time, I started to take the class.
我就有更多的时间，更多机会来读神的话语，来认识神的心意。
And I have more opportunity to know, to study the Word of God and to know His will.
这个基督学房的学习必须要四年。
It takes 4 years to complete the study at the Academy of Christ.
是一个全修的每学期要修四门课。
This is a full-time study program.
有很多弟兄姐妹知道我在这上面学习之后，他们就问我说：“怎么有可能能够安排这个时间？”
A lot of people have heard about my studies, and they ask me how I could arrange for the time.
对我来讲是不能。
To me, I could not.
但是在我们的主里面，他实在是样样都保守了。
However, in Him, everything has been kept.
所以我应该顺利的话呢，应该在2007年。能够毕业。
So if all things go well, I would graduate in 2007.
在几个礼拜以前我们老板又开个会。
A few weeks ago, our bosses had another meeting.
他把我们每一个人叫去他房间。
He called us into his office one by one.
你过去这三年里面，公司每一两个月就裁员。
In the last period, every 1 or 2 months, they would lay off some people.
一直裁员。
They keep laying off people.
常常都有人离开。
People leave often.
所以这一次呢，老板告诉我们，跟我们每个人面谈呢，先告诉我们说我们的那个截止日期。
So this time he called us one by one to his office to tell us our last day.
那这是老板跟我讲的时候呢，他就说又有点改变了。
And then this time when the boss talked to me, he said that something has changed.
他说公司打算就是把我留到最后关灯。
The company is willing to keep to the last time when last moment when you turn off the light.
公司原本是计划2006年就要关门了。
The company was supposed to shut down in 2006.
这一次他告诉我说公司决定又往后延。
However, this time the company decided to delay further.
延到2007年。
So that they could delay to 2007.
弟兄姐妹，我不晓得怎么解释这个事情。
Brother sister, I cannot explain this thing.
但是我知道一件事。
However, I do know one thing.
我们的神是又真又活的神。
Our God is the true and living God.
他告诉我，你要安静。
He tells me, cease striving.
要知道我是神。
And know that I am God.
感谢赞美主。
Thank and praise the Lord.
在过去这三年里面，我的确渐渐的更认识他了。
In the past 3 years, I started to get to know him more and more.
也在与他的交通里面，也渐渐更认识到神。他心里面那永远的旨意。
And in fellowshipping with him, I start to understand his eternal purpose.
弟兄姐妹，就像使徒约翰所说。
Brothers and sisters, just like Apostle John has said.
你们从主所受的恩膏。
The anointing that you have received from him.
常存在你们心里。
Abides in your heart always.
他要在凡事上教训你们。
And he will, his anointing teaches you about all things.
这恩膏是真的，不是假的。
And it's true and it's not a lie.
愿借着神在我身上所做的工作，能够激励弟兄姐妹，我们一起来。来走这条道路。
And I would like to encourage all the brothers and sisters through the work that he has done in me.
愿圣灵的感动常与我们同在。
And may the Spirit be with us always.
借着十五分钟的时间。把刚刚几位弟兄所交通的做一个总结。
I want to use the next 15 minutes to summarize the sharings of the brothers.
圣灵的带领非常的奇妙。Lawrence 弟兄讲到说，他老板本来给他75%，才到70%。
The leading of the Spirit is indeed amazing. Brother Lawrence shared that he was supposed to get a 75-cent raise, and it was 70 cents.
Robert 弟兄说他2003年没有工作。
Brother Robert said that he did not work in 2003.
James 弟兄讲到说他在这个进了 Enron 以后，公司就决定关门。
Brother James shared that after he joined Enron, Enron started to close down.
我们既然是同有一位圣灵，我的带领带也不例外。
Because we're all led by one Spirit, my experience is no exception.
都是同盟天召的弟兄，圣灵的带领都是相同。
Because we have all been called by one Spirit and one hope, so the leading is all the same.
在两年前，当我们公司宣布说我们被谢尔给买去了。
In 2 years, our company announced that we have been bought by Shell.
那时候在我们组上的没有一个人知道将来会怎么样。
Nobody in my department knows what's going to happen.
但是我们在这地方看到一件事情，我们刚刚讲到我们叫住在主的里面。
However, we see one thing from the earlier sharing that we have to abide in Christ.
我们活着不是因为这食物，我们活着是因为神口里所出的话。
And men shall not live by bread alone, but on every single word that proceeds from the word of mouth.
我们今天活着是靠着信心而活。
And today we live by faith.
我们今天活着是因为圣灵住在我们的里面。
And we live because the Holy Spirit abides in us.
我们请打开罗马书第十二章。
Let's turn to Romans 12.
罗马书第十二章这里讲到实际的问题。
The Romans 12 discusses a very practical issue.
我想我们都知道在这几天在印尼所发生的事情。
I think we all know what happened in Indonesia.
我们也知道主所预言的事情。
We also know what the future foretold.
在末世的时候，民攻打民，国攻打国，地震饥荒不断。
In the end times, kingdom will rise against kingdom, a nation against kingdom, nation, and there will be earthquakes and famine.
2003年的时候，伊朗有一个地震，死了30,000人。
In 2003, there was an earthquake in Iran.
现在死了150,000人，而且这个疟疾，他们估计死的人比地震死的人还要多。
And this time, 150,000 people died, and they estimate that there will be more death toll.
我想今天在这今年2005年的第一个主日，我们弟兄们只有一件事情，我们就是在讲一件事，为基督而活。
In the first Sunday of this year, 2005, all the brothers are talking about one thing, which is to live for Christ.
活着为了基督。
To live for the Lord.
保罗在罗马书这个地方讲到一个实际的问题，我们怎样活着为了基督。
Here in Romans, it discusses how we can live for Christ.
我们在过去的一年多的时间，我们有一个追求是讲到怎么服侍神。
In the past year, we have this, this gathering about how to serve God.
我们花了很多的时间讲到主在他的工人身上所做的工作。
We spent much time to discuss the work that God has done in his servants.
神要塑造那属天的性格。
God has to mold this divine nature.
神要我们磨成他儿子的形象。
God wants to be molded into the image of God.
罗马书是一个非常奇妙的书，他把这个活在基督里面这件事情讲得最清楚最透亮。
Romans is a very unique book in that it discusses in a very succinct way how to live in Christ.
罗马书从第一章到第四章讲到因信称义。
From chapter 1 to 4 it talks about justification by faith.
从第五章到第八章的上半讲到成圣。
From chapter 5 through the first half of 8 it is sanctification.
第八章的下半部讲到怎么得 得荣耀，摩成神儿子的形象。
And from the second half of chapter 8 it discusses how to get glory and how to be molded in the glory of his son.
但是很奇妙的是，主是一位非常实际的主。
However, God is a very practical God.
我们可以讲很多高超的道理，我们可以讲很多属灵的原则，但是我们必须回到地上来。
We can talk about many deep spiritual truths and many deep principles, but we have to come to live on this earth.
罗马书十二章像是我们中国人所讲的峰回路转，它转了一个弯，告诉我们一件事情，这些真理都知道了，我们必须回到最基础的事情实行上。
Romans 12 turns around and come back to after all these deep discussion on the spiritual truth, so we have to come back to this earth.
罗马书十二章第一节和第二节我们一起来念。
Let's read Romans 12, 1 and 2.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲献你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、尊贤和喜悦的旨意。在保罗他的心里头有两个核心的思想。
In the heart of Paul, there are two things, two thoughts of Paul according to the mind of Christ.
一个是教会，一个是个人。
One is the church and one is the individual.
在以弗所书一章二十三节里面告诉我们说，教会是基督的身体。
In Ephesians 1:23, he tells us that the church is the body of Christ.
是那充满万有者的丰满。
It's the fullness of him who fills all in all.
这里讲到一件事情，今天我们在第一个主日的时候，我们为我们每个弟兄姊妹，我们需要一点祷告。
Here on the first Sunday of this year, New Year, we have to have a prayer for all the brothers and sisters.
我们在谈到为我们教会祷告的时候，我们先要回到一个根基上，为我们个人祷告。
Before we pray for the church, we have to pray for the individuals.
有刚强的个人，才有刚强的家庭。
If we have a strong individual, we can have a strong family.
有刚强的家庭，才有刚强的教会。
If we have strong families, then we can have a strong church.
我们有刚强的教会，才有刚强的中国。
If we have a strong church, we have a strong China.
有刚强的教会，才有刚强的美国。
If we have a strong church, we have a strong America.
所以当我们在思想这件事情的时候，我们看见这地震饥荒只不过告诉我们主来的日子近了。
As we meditate on these things, earthquakes and famines are just telling us that the day of the Lord is near.
地震一天比一天厉害。
Earthquakes will increase in severity day by day.
他们估计这次的地震是人类历史上最大的一个地震。
They estimated that this earthquake was the biggest earthquake in human history.
这里我们就必须想到一件事情，在这一年的里面，今天是主复活的日子。我们为了今年第一个主复活的日子，我们来到主的跟前，一起有点追求。
Today we have to think about that. This is the first day of the resurrection of the Lord, and we have some pursuit after him today.
So, 加拉太书二章二十节告诉我们，现在我活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
So, Galatians 2:20 tells us that it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
这里讲到保罗他实际的一面。
It talks about the practical side of Paul.
你可以讲教会是基督的身体，可是我们必须回到一件事情。我们今天每一个个人就是这个身体里面的一部分。
You can talk about the fact that the church is the body of Christ, but we individuals are a member of this body.
我们就来看到保罗当他讲到个人的时候，他活得最深的一个层面就是在腓立比书三章第八节。
As we talk about individual living, the deepest sharing of Paul was found in Philippians 3:8.
我们一起来读一下腓立比书三章第八节。
Let's read Philippians 3:8 together.
这个地方讲到保罗他这一位神所得着的一位执事。
Here it talks about Paul as an apostle who was obtained by God.
如果我们说以弗所书讲教会，哥罗西书讲基督是教会的头。
Ephesians talked about the church as the body of Christ, and Colossians talked about the church as the head of the body.
Christ is the head of the body. 那这里讲到腓立比书讲到保罗他最深的他得胜的秘诀。
And Philippians shared about the deepest secrets, the victory of Paul.
第七节。
Verse 7.
我们把它念到第八节好吗？
Let's read till verse 8.
只是我先前以为与我有益的， 我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。如果我们说我们今天重要的一件事情，为基督而活，就是将身体献上当作活祭。
If we say that the important thing to live for Christ is to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice.
第一件事圣灵要告诉我们的就是我们必须有舍下。
The first thing the Holy Spirit would tell us is that we have to forsake, have some forsaking.
我想我们今天弟兄们有一个心愿，就是说今天我们来思想一下主在我们身上的工作。
The desire of the brothers is to, for us to meditate this morning about the work of Christ in us.
我们也不要野心太大，也许我们有很多主在对付我们的地方。
We don't have to be too ambitious. Maybe there are many areas that the Lord is dealing with us.
但是我们先想一下，主在你身上所做的一个最重要一件事是什么？
But if you think about what is the most important thing that the Lord is doing in your life.
主所要得着你的最重要一件事是什么？
What is the most important thing that he wants to gain from you?
今天能够为这件事来祷告。
And then we can pray for that one thing.
我们看哥林多后书第十二章。
Let's turn to Second Corinthians 12.
第七节。
Verse 7.
我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
又恐怕
And because of the surpassing greatness of the revelation.
就过一次高，所以有一根刺加在我肉体上，就是撒旦的差役要攻击我，免得我过一次高。这里在讲到保罗，即使是主给他这么大的三层天的启示
，Even though for Paul who has gotten the revelation of the third heavens，
但是神有在一个地方对付他一个。比别人还厉害。
However, there's one area that God dealt with Paul more than anybody else.
就是要他不要自高。
So that he would not exalt himself.
今天我们都有我们自己的问题。我们今天在这第一天主日，我们需要思想一下神在你身上要做的最重要的工作是什么。
Today we all have our problems, but on the first Lord's Day, on the first year, we have to ask what is the most important thing that God wants to accomplish in your life.
假如保罗主在他身上有工作，在你身上圣灵带领是相同的，也有他的工作。
Because the Holy Spirit has work has a work to do in Paul. The leading of the Spirit is the same, and he has a work to do in you too.
我想我们最大的问题是我们不知不觉。
The most important problem that we have is that we are not conscious of it.
很多的事情就是一个字，就是腐蚀，一步一步的进来。
Sometimes it's like a erosion. A sin would just erode us.
你可以看见扫罗的问题，当他在开始的时候，他是一个蛮谦卑的。
You can see the story of Saul. In the beginning, he was quite a humble person.
到后来，他听着人家在讲说扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万，他心里就嫉妒。
When Saul heard about people saying that Saul has killed thousands of thousands and David has killed tens of thousands and thousands, then he had jealousy in his heart.
在我们的属灵的问题里面，最大的一个问题。还不是问题的本身。
Our spiritual problem by themselves are not the crux of the issue.
问题的本身在于我们不知不觉。
The crux of the issue is that we are not aware.
所以希望我们今天能够为我们这个事情，让神的圣灵带领我们知道我们的问题在哪里。
So may the Spirit lead us to know what our real problem is today.
这是我们在讲到怎么样来实行活着为基督第一点。
This is the first point that I want to share with you about practicing living out how to live out for Christ.
第二点我想讲到的就是说，今天假如圣灵来带领我们的话，我们今天要有一个顺服的心。
And the second thing I want to share is that if today the Spirit is leading us, then we have to have a heart of submission.
你如果找出来神在你身上最深要得着的事情是什么？下面一件事情就是顺服的心。
If you have found out what the deepest thing that the Spirit wants to get hold of you from you, then the thing is for you to submit.
有一个见证就是米开朗基罗的见证。
I have a testimony from Michelangelo.
当他在现在很多人都晓得在这个Sistine Chapel 这上面这个所那大教堂上面所画的那一幅画叫做 Creation of Adam 是可以说是西方艺术最高的作品。
Michelangelo drew the painting in this cathedral called the Creation of Heaven. That was
creation of Adam.
Creation of Adam. That was the highest level of Western art civilization.
他那里画到神的手跟这人的手，就是亚当的手，在那里接触的时候。
He drew about this hand of God getting in contact with the hand of man.
亚当就成了有灵的活人。
And then, at that moment, Adam became the living spirit.
但是很少人知道说，这米开朗基罗当他画这画的时候，甚至事实上是从一个人的恶意开始。
However, very few people knew that Michelangelo started this painting because of an ill will of a person.
人为了要陷害他，才去跟这个教皇讲，叫米开朗基罗去画天花板上的一幅画。
Because people wanted to find ways to hurt him, so they asked the bishop to ask him to draw this painting.
米开朗基罗是一个信神的人。
Michelangelo was a man of who believed in God.
他愿意顺服教皇给他讲。
He was willing to submit to the bishop.
他是搞雕刻，事实上他不是搞画画。
He is a sculptor, not a painter.
但是他接受这件事，因为他顺服。
However, he accepted this because he submitted.
当神祝福他的时候，所画出来这幅画是西方世界艺术界里面认为现在最高的一个作品。
The Lord blessed him, and his painting became the best painting in Western art.
今天我们回到第二件，讲到我们活在基督里面，第二点我们必须知道一件事。
So the second point about how to live for Christ is
太多的时候我们看事情而不看事情背后那双手。
Many times we only look at the things that happen but not the hands that are behind the things.
所以我们今天真愿我们每个弟兄姊妹找出你今年我们不要那么野心大，先找出主在我们身上要做那件事到底是什么。
So let's not be too ambitious, but just find out from the Lord what is the one thing He wants to accomplish in your life this year.
也许是我们的自私，也许是我们的高傲，也许是我们没有爱心。
Maybe it is your selfishness or your pride or your lack of love.
但是我们今天如果有一个新的改变，教会就有上百个新的改变，新的希望。
However, if we have one change, there will be more than hundreds of changes in the church.
当你清楚圣灵今年对你的带领，下面一件事就是顺服。
Once you know the leading of the Holy Spirit, the next thing you need to do is to submit.
在当我们总结今天所讲的活在基督里面的时候，
As we summarize the sharing today, which is living for Christ,
为基督而活，
or to live for Christ,
活着为了基督，
and to live for Christ,
让我们能够为这件事一起有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer on this matter.
Just take some time and have three or four just pray and seal up this word.
让我们花一点时间，让三四位弟兄姊妹祷告，把这个话语牢牢地放在我们心中。Father, you are God and you are in the heavens.
Lord, we do just thank and praise you again this morning.
主啊，我们今天早上再次来感谢赞美你。
Lord, we are reminded that we live because of you.
我们再次被提醒说，我们活着是为了你。
Lord, we're so thankful for your grace.
我们为了你的恩典感谢你。
That you bestow so freely upon us your faith that you give us.
你白白把恩典给我们，也把信心给我们。
Lord, by your grace, may each one of us present ourselves a living sacrifice.
靠着你的恩典，我们每个人都能当作活祭。
May we live each day, Lord, to give you glory and honor and praise.
每一天我们都可以给你荣耀、尊贵、赞美。
You alone are worthy.
你是我们的主。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们靠主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. I have a few announcements.